Alright, so sitting outside, it's sitting outside the Dáil here again, sitting talking with John Glacken, who's I think the original creator of the Street Scene magazine and been involved with the homeless community over the years, and very much working with the lads and getting this to happen. So could you tell us a little bit what's been going on over the last years and more just recently now with this recent sort of push?
I've been involved with the homeless community for a number of years through outreach work, through soup runs in Manchester. In Ireland, I've been involved with the big issue for a number of years. We've set up homeless football leagues. I've been involved with the homeless community for quite a period of time now. We set up Street Scene in response to quite a lot of disillusionment possibly that I had, looking at how certain homeless magazines weren't actually representing the homeless community, they weren't involved with the homeless community. So their Street Scene came out. That's a recent protest that we've been organising, that came in response to three deaths over a 48-hour period just 2 weeks ago, which actually, in fact, those seven deaths over several week period. We basically thought enough's enough. I mean, how many deaths is it going to take to actually make this government actually respond and do something about what's actually happening on the streets? So we called a protest rally, which was well attended, with about 300 great people at it. We had a street meeting afterwards, there was about 30 homeless people involved, and the whole genesis, the whole drive of this campaign has come from the homeless community. They're angry, they've had enough, the homeless are revolting, they want to, you know, get their message out, and we're going to basically try by any means necessary to get the message out. The last 24 hours has been amazing. We had about 50-60 people sleeping outside the Dáil here. The solidarity was great. I mean, the atmosphere was brilliant. We had crews down from Food Not Bombs, with people down from different organisations, none of the brand name charity organisations, but people on the grassroots level, people working in hostels, people directly involved with homelessness, have come down and gave their support, and not just passive support but active support. And from there we hopefully will hopefully try and make some difference to what the Irish government policy is on homelessness.
And in terms of the homeless community, how much do they feel that this is something different and that this is going to make a difference and it already is starting to make a difference?
Well, unlike previous campaigns, I mean, I'm not speaking for the homeless community. The homeless community is speaking for themselves. I look beside me, I see Keno there. He basically gave a government front bench minister the time of his life, a good hard time, asking very straight questions. And these questions have to come from homeless people because they have to be answered to homeless people. And at 1 o'clock today, we're going to have a government minister coming out to speak to us to actually address this directly. So hopefully after one we'll have good news or better news, and we'll know where we're going, because we're not going to stop. If it takes events like this on a nightly basis, if it takes events like this on a 24-hour basis, we're going to keep continuing, because to us, one person down in the street's too many. To the Irish government, three is not enough, so we'll have to look at what we're going to do. 237 people sleeping tonight on the streets of Dublin, officially, the figures are telling us. That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, and we're going to keep revolting. The homeless are revolting. It's great.
And can you tell us a little bit of the kind of mechanisms that are being used, be it in terms of say you're dealing with the media, but you're also working with the community media, like this, what we're doing here over this radio, but also with Street Scene as really being a driver of getting the issues out there, getting stories out there, getting out to a wider audience, and then also for the lads who are selling some of the papers, getting the means of getting a bit of extra cash. So but could you tell us, I suppose the communication more of the solidarity, but the communication tools that are being used and how effective it is on getting people who aren't part of the homeless community or don't really know much about it but are starting to find out about stuff about it and that they can plug into it.
The absolute key is communication. It is communicating between the different progressive groups that are out there, be it from community radio stations, be it from community struggles, from different groups that are active, be it from the Rossport Fives, the Residents Against Racism, to Make Poverty History, all the different progressive campaigns are out there, and communicating with each other and supporting each other in any way we can. I mean, what we have found, we've had wonderful support from a wide diversity of people. I mean, I keep getting amazed by it. But the key is that it actually is the homeless community themselves that are doing the organising. They are the people communicating. I mean, we've had some brilliant chats over the last 24 hours on anti-racist policy or anti-racist activities, the refugee situation here, the whole debacle of, you know, the corrupt governments, the whole joke about five people being locked up, which will be 100 days this weekend. I mean, the cost, the drain on the Irish system on that's five people who basically are locked. It's a joke, you know, so we are trying to push communication. We're here to talk, we're here to communicate, we're here to spread the message, we're here to, street scenes there to act as a voice for the homeless community. And I really think we have a real chance of actually achieving something. And that's through working with different groups, be it in London, be it in Australia, be it in Italy, be it in Spain. We're part of international homeless forums, we're part of different internet discussion lists, so we're actually, you know, communicating and learning the best tactics that people have used, and we're spreading tactics. I mean, for example, these recent events over the last week or two have been covered in Australia, they've been covered in America. We've got messages of support from Palestine, we've messages of support from London, Leeds, Glasgow. I mean, throughout Europe we've had messages of support. We've had Polish people down here last night, we've had a lot of European people, and we've had support from the refugee community, because people do see a common unity. They're actually, I mean, it's the one government that is trying to displace and rob the people of their right of existence. And unfortunately, homelessness is like an extreme example of poverty, and we will exist to try and raise the level of communication between the different people who are combating poverty.
Yeah, and just, I suppose, to finish off, the like in campaigns or in activities over the years, you know, you see people sort of almost going out fighting a good fight, sort of fighting because it's, you know, it's bad and blah blah, without really a belief that they can win and that they can and they will change the system that they're fighting against. But it seems with this that people do have that sense of hope that they are going to win.
Well, we can win. We expect to win. I mean, that's the difference. We're confident enough. We do expect to win. For example, we're putting an emergency motion through Dublin City Council asking central government, whenever they sell off land and a building at UCD that on market value should raise 100 million, we're going to ask that money is given to Dublin City Council to be allocated to existing services and to develop new ones. That 100 million would make a big difference. And there's plenty of money out there. We've been told by a front bench minister last night that we are a wealthy country. There is money there, so we expect to win, because at the end of the day we have nothing to lose. Our people are dying on the streets, and our community has nothing there. So sometimes it is the hardest person to defeat is the person who has nothing, and we're going to learn through struggle and through communication, which again is the key. We are going to win.
And for anybody who's listening to this on any of the radio stations or whatever, and they want to get involved, like they might have even ever talked to someone who's homeless before, what can they do? What's a practical thing that they can do?
A lot of journalists have been contacting me over the last few weeks. Basically, one of the first or second questions is, can we talk to a homeless person? Which to me is a joke. I mean, how can a journalist walk around this city of Dublin or even Galway or Cork or Belfast and not see a homeless person? I mean, these people are just human beings like anybody else. Just have a chat. I mean, it's very easy. I mean, they can go around stalking celebrities, but they feel they can't talk to a homeless person. I mean, that's a joke. I mean, how we can help is to get active, is to get put pressure, talk at your workplace. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, if we could allocate 200 million extra, we could eradicate homelessness. I mean, and that money is there. The money is there. And I don't know. We're just going to keep on going till we win.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, thanks very much. And I think more and more people are getting behind it and are absolutely want to help in whatever way to put an end to this madness. So fair play to everyone who has helped bring it to this level.
Cheers, thanks, and we'll keep the struggle going on. The homeless are revolting. Join them.